This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush vetoed Congress's bill to repeal the gag rule, and voters will veto President Bush on Election Day. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush has vetoed many deserving bills, but the gag rule takes the cake. That's the bill to block the administration's ridiculous right-wing regulation preventing health clinics from even telling pregnant women about abortion. That's indefensible, Al. The issue's free speech, not abortion. Government shouldn't dictate what health professionals tell patients. People reject extremist positions like that, except at Republican conventions. President Bush blamed Congress for embroiling public health in the politics of abortion. That's the height of hypocrisy and the depth of duplicity, Al. That health program has been doing fine for 18 years until the administration suddenly thought up the gag rule. Three more months, Al. George Bush will be a private citizen, and the right wing will be back in its bottle.
Ted, as long as extremist liberals like you continue to run the Congress, that bottle of bile will never stop pouring. But I must admit, I agree with you that when government has the power to dictate what health care professionals can tell their patients, we all lose something. But Ted, your flip-flop attitude on government intervention is always truly puzzling. Quite frankly, this plea, coming from one who always makes quite sure that government sticks its big nose into everybody's personal life and business, your argument, not President Bush's, is the true height and depth of hypocrisy. Ted, free speech and government intrusion are the two major issues surrounding the gag rule debate. The administration may be off on this one, but Bush is the only candidate for president who has demonstrated a real, honest commitment to getting government off our backs. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on how the only consistency with Slick Willie is his inconsistency. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.